Welcome to our sermon series, Faith Over Fear. Today we dive into the scriptures to see how we can be empowered to live by faith.
For the last 1 month, we've been looking at faith over fear in line with our vision, what God wants us to do. One of the things that amazes me about faith, it causes you to do things that you thought were impossible. When God says downtown Kampala English speaking, that was absolutely impossible. But look what God has done. Look what God has done. But the beauty about faith is not for yesterday. Faith is for the future. The future is bright. I'm excited about it. It may look so huge, but the Bible says, nothing is impossible for them that believe. And so today we're starting a new series called Faith. We want to define what biblical faith is. But also we'll look at God's generals. When you read the book of Hebrews 11, you realize there were certain men and women that lived their lives for the glory of God and lived by faith. People like David, Rahab, they lived by faith. People like Abraham, people like Moses, the scripture says we need to learn from them. And so in the next few weeks, we'll be looking at that. And how can we pick from Abraham? What can we pick from Moses? What can we pick from Rahab? Why? Because we want to be people of faith. The Bible says the righteous shall live by faith. And so today I'll be looking at biblical faith. Tell your neighbor, biblical faith. Not biblical, biblical faith. I know that's what your neighbor said, but now, a story is told, Jews, come on. A story is told of a lady who was a bit frustrated with life. And so she decides to go to the hotel and to cool off. And while in the hotel, she finds these small Bibles, the Gideon Bibles. And she just opens and says, let me encourage myself. She lands on Matthew 17, verse 20, that says, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. She was excited. So as she leaned over, she saw through her window a mountain. So she says, I think I should do what the Bible says. And so she says, God, I command that mountain to move, like your word says, from here to there. So she goes to sleep. She wakes up in the morning, excited. She goes to the room, to the window, looks at the window. She says, I knew it. I knew it. I knew it couldn't move. I knew it. Isn't it amazing that many of us identify with that lady? We pray, but inside we know, no. This downtown Kampala business, that is Gary's thing. For me, I have tried it. It has failed. But you see, when you look at that lady, actually she was not believing. In her heart, she knew she was already convinced it would not happen. And as a result, she got the result she prayed for. But you see, we want to understand biblical faith, because if you understand that, it'll change your life. The Minister of Finance usually says that your life will. So when you understand biblical faith, your life will be. So what is biblical faith? Hebrews 11, verse 1 and 2. I want us to read it together. I've used Abaho's translation. At a count of 3, 1, 2, 3, read. Now. Faith is real. Faith, you don't need to see it to believe it. You need to believe it, then you will see it. You see, faith, the scripture we read says, it's like a title deed. In my hands, I have a title deed. I don't need to see the land in order to know I'm the owner of the land. Why? Because I have the title deed. So I don't need to see it. I have a friend of mine who has quite large chunks of land that was left to him. And he's still discovering some land. But you know the beauty is he has
the title.
So faith is like having the title deed. I do not need to say it. All I need is to believe it. If God has said downtown Kampala, English speaking, I do not need to see it. All I need to do is to obey it, and then I will see it. You see, the challenge is that many of us want to first see it. Then we believe it. But you see, that is not biblical faith. That is what we call common faith. Because even non-believers want to first see it, then they believe it. Now, many of you may be saying, but Pastor, no, may I believe it before I see it? Let me give you an example. Let me tease you a bit. The Bible says, where two or gather in my name, there I am. But how come when you come to church and Comfort is not singing, you say, oh, today the Lord was not there? No, the Lord is here. The Bible says, where two or more gather in my what? In my name, there I am. Whether you feel it or not, he is here. Come on, give him glory today. So you see, common faith is the faith that everyone has. If I sit down right now, I have faith that when I sit on this thing, the stage, it will hold me, right? When you sit on that chair, you came, you didn't even ask. You knew it will hold you. That's what we call common faith. When you throw the ball up, what happens? It comes down, unless you're in Nigeria, sorry. Now, the scripture says, Romans 1:17 says this, for in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith, from first to last. Just as it's written, the righteous shall live by faith. What Paul is telling us that Jesus expects us to live by biblical faith. Why? Because Hebrews 11:6, without faith it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who honestly seek him. God rewards biblical faith. God expects us to live by faith. You see, there are two important factors that you need to consider when you look at biblical faith. The first factor is this. Biblical faith is not wishful thinking. You know, many Christians confuse biblical faith with wishful thinking. You see, wishful thinking is simply you having good thoughts of something that may happen. But biblical faith, you just don't wish it will happen. You know it will happen because it's based on the word of God. And if God has said it, God is not a son of man to lie. He's not human to change his mind. The Bible says, has he spoken and not fulfilled? Has he promised and it has not come to pass? Indeed, it has come to pass. Why? Because his word is truth. And some of us, we have faith in faith. Terrible. Faith is based on the word of God. Please hear me. If you learn anything today, faith is based on the word of God. It's not wishful thinking. You know the word of God. You believe the word of God. Why? Because God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Listen, our city is in trouble. Many of us are running from one church to another. Tell your neighbor, that's not me. We're running from one church to another. We're running to the other man of God and all that. But you see, all those things will not give you biblical faith. What will give you biblical faith is when you dig into the word of God. That's where faith comes from. You see, wishful thinking, people who are wishing, this is what they say. I am wishful one day I'll get healed. People who move by faith say, I know by his wounds I am healed. People who are wishful thinkers say, you know what? I wish one day I'll get saved. People of faith say, I am saved because whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why? Because that is the word of God. So biblical faith is not wishful thinking. Number two, biblical faith is found in the heart. You see, there's a difference between faith that is in the heart and faith that is in the mind. I've found that many people have faith in the mind, but it's not in the heart. I had a friend of mine called Shafiq. You can tell where he comes from. Every time I would tell him about the gospel, he would say, I know it actually. So what is he telling me? It's here. It's intellectual reasoning and all that. It's where? Here. Faith is found where? In the heart. You know, faith, what amazes me about faith? Faith is like love. Faith is like love. Love is not found here. Love is found where? In the heart. Now, I've been married to that hot babe for... She's there. I've been married to that hot babe for... This year we make 9 years. Now you can come to me and say, hey, Andrew, you don't love Angel. I'll look at you and smile at you and say, you don't know what you're speaking about. You know why? Because it's where? It's in the heart. It's not here. You see, biblical faith is in your heart. Romans 10:10 says this. For it is with your heart that you what? You believe. We believe in our heart. You see, Paul writes about Abraham and says, he was fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he has promised. Fully persuaded. Nothing would deviate him from the course. Why? Because he knows what God said is true. Romans 10:9 says this. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart. Again, believing is in where? In our hearts. I want to encourage you today. Would you believe with your heart? Would you believe with your heart? Because your mind, many times it's swayed away. But faith that is in the heart moves mountains. It moves mountains. I tell you, if you met Gary 35 years ago and told him it's not downtown Kampala, I can guess his reaction. Why? Because it was the heart. Even when difficult things come, what used to? It's in the heart. You know, for I know what God said is true. So biblical faith is found in the heart. Then the question that we ought to be answering is, how then do I walk this journey of biblical faith? How do I walk it? Three things, and I'm going to share them separately, but actually they're one, they're intertwined. But I'm just going to share them differently so that you can understand them. Number one, how we walk in biblical faith, we hear the word. We hear the word. You see, biblical faith is based on the word of God. And the word of God is eternal. It is truth. It is living. So when you put your faith in the word of God, you have to hear it. Because the scripture says, Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing. It doesn't say by fasting. Now, fasting is not wrong. You ought to be doing all those things. But when it comes to biblical faith, the scripture says it comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. You can move till any church, go wherever. If you are not hearing the word of God, forget about biblical faith. Forget about living by faith. I usually tell people that biblical faith, if people don't want to hear the word of God, I compare it to someone who wants to be a great swimmer, but he doesn't want to be wet. It's impossible. Absolutely impossible. If you want to be a great swimmer, you gotta what? You have to get wet. If you want to have biblical faith, go into the word of God. And we have an example in scripture. I will read you the story of this lady. It's famous. Mark 5:21 says, when Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." And then what did Jesus say? So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around Jesus. A woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for how many years? For 12. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. Verse 27 is important. When she heard about Jesus. When she heard about Jesus. Her life changed. When she heard about Jesus, her life changed. Whatever situation you're going through, you need to hear from Jesus. That's how faith comes. When you know that Jesus has said, nothing is impossible. The challenge, we're not reading his word. We're not reading the Bible. And as I was thinking about this, I remember when I was still lost in the world, I used to come to church once in a while. But growing up, they took me to Sunday school, and there's a song we used to sing. And that song had great impact, and it still has the same message today. Read your Bible. Read your Bible when? Every day. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Tell your neighbor, you gotta get into the Bible. And I was thinking about this, and Gary has already shared. I was imagining what happened to Gary and Aunt Marilyn and the little children as they were telling everyone, it's time for us to go to Africa. And then they would ask, where? And they would tell them to Uganda. I think everyone around would say, you are crazy. But they heard from God. Number two, how do we walk by faith? We believe the word. You see, hearing from God is not enough. You got to believe. You have to believe the word. You hear it and you believe it. And we have a story of a soldier that heard the word and believed it. And this story is amazing. Matthew 5:8-5 says this. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home, paralyzed, suffering terribly. Jesus said to him, shall I come and heal him? The centurion replied and said, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes. And the other one, come, and he comes. I said to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, truly, I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I said to you that many will come from the east, from the west, and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown out into the darkness, and there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I love 13 is the main text I want to read to you. It says, then Jesus said to the centurion, go, let it be done just as you have believed. Now, what amazes me about this story is this. Now, just picture this. The way I read the Bible, I love characters. Jesus is standing here. The centurion is here. And so he tells, hey, dude, I think that's how we called him. You know, hey, dude, Jesus, would you come and heal my servant? And Jesus says, sure, I want to come. Actually, I'm going to come. And what amazes me is this soldier says, don't come. Just say the word. I said, no, Jesus, if it was me, I want you to come in my house. The soldier just simply said, Jesus, if you say the word, I believe your word, and I know your word is final. That is what believing is. He just said, say the word. And when Jesus said the word, the scripture says, when the man went back, the servant was healed. You know, last year I had a church member who is a big businessman. He works downtown. So he finds me in the parking lot. He says, Pastor, I want to speak to you. And we started chatting. He tells me, you know, down in Chikubo, the way we do business on credit. So we transact. They give you goods for free, not for free, on debt. You bring them here, you sell them, then you pay back. But he said, Pastor, I'm tired of that system because right now I'm in debt of $1 billion. So I look at this amazing guy and I hold his hands and I told him, are you being financially prudent? He said, yes. I said, now let's believe the word of God. The word of God says, you will lend to many, you borrow from now. I told him, you know, God's desire is not for you to live on debt. God wants you to live in abundance, that you can be generous at all occasions. He said, Pastor, if you say it, I said, no, it's not what I'm saying. It's what the word of God says. Believe the word of God. So what happened? We prayed. That was around March last year. December 27th, he calls me and says, Pastor, come. So I went to downtown to check. He said, God has been faithful. All the $1 billion debt has been paid. It started when he believed the word of God. Would you today believe the word of God? Hear it and believe it. Lastly, do the word. Tell your neighbor, do the word. Come on, tell them, do the word. You see, faith without action is what? Actually, when I thought about this point, I wanted to say, be obedient. But I said, do the word. Why? To just keep the flow. We hear the word of God. We believe the word of God. Then we do. We act on the word of God. Why do you act on the word of God? Because inside you can't help but act on it. Because you know it's true. There's a story in the Bible that is amazing when Paul and Silas were doing ministry. Acts 14:8 says, in Lystra there sat a man who was lame. He had been that way from birth and had never walked. I want you to see the 3 points. He says, he listened to Paul as he was preaching, meaning he heard the word. Number two, Paul looked directly at him, saw that he had faith to be healed. He believed the word. The word. The Bible says he had faith to be healed. Now look, and called out, stand up on your feet. At that, the man what? Jumped and began to walk. You see, what amazes me about this story is this. The man had the word of God. He believed the word of God. The scripture says he had faith to be healed. But did you know, until he acted on the word, there was no healing. He had faith. The Bible says he had it to be healed. He had heard the word of God. But he had to do the last thing about faith. What do? You act on it. And I thank God that Paul was there to tell him, dude, you stand. Now, some versions, people think Paul healed this man. Paul did not. Paul did not heal this man. Paul just told him, get up. act on what you have already believed. I have a church member who is an elderly guy. So they were in cell, they host a cell. And so last year they were making New Year resolutions and praying over them. And they started saying, okay, he felt in his heart God was telling him, you need some land so that you can start doing farming. So he shares with the cell, I feel God is telling me we need some land to start farming. So the cell members ask, what are you looking at? 1 acre, 2 acres? He says, no. I'm looking at more than 200 acres. Everyone looked at him and said, what? So the wife was in the cell meeting. That's why it's good for you to go in cell. So in the cell meeting, after the cell meeting, the wife takes the husband on a side and said, was that, the man said, yeah, but we've been praying for this. The next day, he started looking for the land. He had no penny. So every time he would fuel the car, the wife would say, but you, where are you? You have no coin. He said, no, I'm acting on my faith. We prayed? Yes, we did. So let me go look for it. To cut the long story short, he got over 200 acres last year. And this is the amazing thing. He got the land before he got the money. I'm serious. He phoned the owner, and the owner said, my son, they worked together. He used to be a rally driver. He said, my son, you're the one looking for land. Don't worry. You can have it. You'll pay later. If he had not acted on his faith, forget it. It would not have happened like this man. So we need to hear the word of God. We need to believe the word of God. We need to act on the word of God. Say it with me. We need to hear the word of God. We need to believe the word of God. And we need to act on the word of God. Do something with what you have heard and believed. I believe when we do that, we will live a life that is.
Thank you for listening. I hope this sets you up to choose well and excel in life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scripture and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@thetotalchurch.com.